After holding nearly five dozen hearings, the Supreme Court's constitutional bench, by a 5-2 majority, has upheld the military court convictions of PTI activists accused of attacking military installations during the events of May 9, 2023. In its order, the majority also urged the parliament to consider amending the Pakistan Army Act to grant civilians convicted by military courts an independent right of appeal. The inter-court appeal and other connected appeals were allowed by five judges, Justice Aminuddin Khan, Justice Muhammad Ali Mazhar, Justice Syed Hassan Azhar Rizvi, Justice Musarat Halali and Justice Shahid Bilal Hassan, who also set aside the earlier judgment delivered on October 23, 2023, in the Constitution petitions. However, two judges, Justice Jamal Khan Mendekail and Justice Naeem Akhtar Afghan, dismissed the intra-court appeals, according to the order announced in open court by the bench's head, Justice Aminuddin Khan. The majority verdict has effectively overturned the earlier decision that had declared the trial of civilians in military courts unconstitutional. The impugned judgment is set aside and, as a consequence, subclauses I and 2 of clause D of subsection 1 of section 2 of the Pakistan Army Act, 1952, and subsection 4 of section 59 of the same act are restored, the order stated. The bench clarified that the earlier verdict could not have declared these provisions void under Article 8(5) of the Constitution, which stipulates that fundamental rights cannot be suspended unless expressly provided for in the Constitution. The order held that there was no issue of fundamental rights suspension under Article 233 in this context. The court, in unison, emphasized the need for legislative changes that align with the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, ICPR, in order to maintain constitutional and societal norms within the current legal framework. Therefore, the matter is referred to the government/parliament for considering and making necessary amendments/legislation in the Pakistan Army Act, 1952, and allied rules within a period of 45 days in order to provide an independent right of appeal in the High Court against the conviction awarded to the persons by the court-martial/military courts under subclauses I and 2 of clause D of subsection 1 of section 2 of the Pakistan Army Act, 1952, read with subsection 4 of section 59 of the Pakistan Army Act, 1952, the order reads. The order further clarifies that the limitation period for filing an appeal against conviction will be calculated from the date of notification of the proposed amendments under the Pakistan Army Act, and such convictions will remain subject to the final decision by the High Court. The court also addressed pending writ petitions in high courts challenging anti-terrorism court orders related to the transfer of cases to military courts.